The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for... Motherfucking Friday.
What the
Friday.
Oh my God.
Friday, July 29th, 2022. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and our special guest, V. Hale.
Dude, I forgot about that. Bryn.
Yeah. Hi, V.
Hi, guys.
How's your hiney? You did just get spanked by Vinny.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Even though I feel some of it was at the same time, but I hear it differently.
Yeah. That's the problem, is that, you know, the steps of delay in between us.
You know, listen, Vinny wanted to spank me. You're welcome, Vinny. Does your hand sting, honey? Bet it does.
From that hot, toned, perfectly round, golden brown.
No. It's not. Oh, it's not.
So, big plans for the weekend? Party girl?
No, dude. I'm such an uncool person anymore. Like, sometimes I'm like, what happened? You know what I did yesterday? I wanted to freaking watch some new shows that came out on Apple that I watch because they come out weekly. It kills me.
Oh, I hate that. I fucking hate it. Just give me all the shows. Give them
to me. Drop it like Netflix or don't drop it at all. Anyways, they come out on Thursdays, the three shows I watch.
Okay.
And
what shows are they?
I watch Loot, Physical, and Blackbird.
Wow.
Never heard of any one of those.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah. Which one's the best?
Blackbird, for sure.
What is it?
It's based on a true story. I guess it's in the preview. I'll give what's in the preview so I don't ruin it. Essentially, this guy gets... It's Ray Liotta's last TV. He actually died in the middle of filming it. It's his last... Yeah, it's kind of nice seeing him. But this guy gets busted. He sells, guns or something like that. Gets busted, goes to jail. And this other guy and, the prisons where they keep, the real...
Hardcore.
They call it in the show, subhuman, just freaks of nature, right?
Oh.
It's that one. He's about to get out. Because they don't have enough proof. And so they need someone to go into this prison and try and get information out of him so they can keep him. So they kind of go to different inmates and be like, can you do it? Anyways, this guy gets picked and they say, if you can get this, we completely wipe your 10-year sentence. You're out. But he has to go in undercover it basically into this other jail and get this. So it's this whole story and it's based on true events.
And it's fucking jail. I've seen Oz. That seems terrible.
Terrible. And he's already in jail and hates it, but he's in a, he's in prison.
Is he still getting butt fucked or is he,
No, he doesn't. But they show, oh, man.
But he gets it when he goes to this other place.
No, they show him before jail in a sex scene and they show his whole backside. First of all, not only is he hot, but I would boop that guy so hard.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you see an ass and you think, I got to peel that apart and get my face in there.
But you're talking about Taron Egerton, right?
Taron Egerton, yeah.
Okay. Was he dating Taylor Swift for a while? Why do I know Taron Egerton?
Oh, he's
played
in
Elton
John. And what's that one with
the Kingsman?
The Kingsman.
I love him. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Daisy Ridley's famous
phenomenal
too.
In this too.
All right.
But anyways, it's really I don't know. I really love a show more when it's based on true events.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of this, I would be like, yeah, right. They're sending this guy in there, and sure enough, it happens. So, and I don't want to Google the true story.
No, no, not actually, until after, right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know some people do, and I'm like, no, it's actually nice not knowing what's going on. Anyways, my point of this was I saved some of the episodes because I was like, I have nothing to do this weekend. This will give me something to watch, and oh. I was like, how far have I fallen? Like it used to be like. Okay, Friday I'm going to do this. Saturday we got Sunday brunch, and then I'll recover the second half of Sunday. Now I'm like, let's save these Apple shows, motherfuckers, for this weekend. We're going to go strong binge sesh.
You know, like, if you really are just going to sit around watching TV all weekend, I highly recommend Big Brother. Vinny, is there any chance you're caught up on this?
I'm
it's
not.
So good.
I just finished Hawkeye. So that's the show that, but back to what you guys were talking about a minute ago, I prefer that they do one episode a week so that you don't plow through it, because I think you miss a ton of stuff if you sit down and try to watch four shows in a row.
It's true.
And I forced myself with Hawkeye, it's all there, but I forced myself to do one a night this last week. And so, and it's
then
nice.
You can spend time thinking about that episode as opposed to you forget all about it because you've moved on to the next.
And
thing.
I sat there like, okay, I'm, you know, a year or two older than V, and also
just a couple,
slightly more boring.
I think you have yourself confused with Bryn.
Well, whatever. You don't have to be picky. I'm just trying to say
the same age,
that I have a similar, you know, sort of. Hey, you know what I've got? I've got. One Hawkeye episode to watch. Last night I was sitting there at 6:30 going, wait till 7. You know you got to wait till 7. Just so that I'm
you don't so want to have time sad. To kill afterwards some awkward segment of an hour that you're, if I go to bed now, I might not get a good
so
night's sleep.
I had to force myself to not put it on at 6:30 and wait till 7 so that I could, you know, all right, I'm in bed. It's on. But it was fun. I'm glad I finished it. It was good. I like it.
That's discipline.
Do you guys
man.
Do that with food? Like, if I have a meal to eat or whatever, I'm like, okay, I need to know what show I'm going to watch. You get your food all ready. You sit down, and then you play, and you get to watch your nice episode while you're eating.
That,
no?
Yeah.
That
is
me.
Fucking.
Oh yeah, no, that's
That's so sad.
It well, oh. It's sad, but also adult living. That's adult living.
Sure. Single
like,
adult.
Like, I don't want to sit down with my food and then sit there. It's getting cold. I got to find out what to watch. Like, it's all planned out. Ready to go.
And then you go prepare
your
meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't watch TV while I'm eating.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Even when I'm alone, I'll just sit at the table and I'll, like, I don't know, read emails or play Pokemon.
Oh, I'm terrible. I sit and eat.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Probably every meal.
Yeah, I like that. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, and that's discipline, Vinny, to be able to watch one a day.
You guys seem like a match made in heaven. Boop.
You too.
Yeah.
Vinny. Oh, me and V? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you know Vinny what I started?
Same initials.
If anyone needs, you know how John Wick 4 is going to come out?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love
so
that,
I'm going to binge I watched
the first three.
The first one again last night, and I've actually never seen 2 or 3. And I love that movie. And I forgot how good it was. So I watched it last night, and there's so much I forgot because the first one came out forever ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm all, oh, yeah, that. And so it was like rewatching it all over again. But, man, I just like.
When does 4 come out? It's pretty soon, right?
No, it's not till March of 2023.
Oh, so that you have plenty of time to get through those.
No,
okay.
Plenty of time. But I feel like, I don't know, I watched one, you know, then I'm like, maybe next week and I'll watch two. Like, it's not, I feel a movie that's aggressive. It's already an hour and a half for one, but I'm pumped on it because I haven't seen 2 or 3 and it got me all excited after seeing one. God, the more I speak about television, the more I want to shut the fuck up. So I'm going to because... I sound thrilled over rewatching John Wick 1, a 15-year-old movie.
I actually want to do the same. God. I was just talking about it.
I actually really
Yeah, like I want to rewatch him as well, but I'll wait till it gets a little closer. I have a question.
I want you to meet someone.
Didn't you tell us that you were getting your boobs taken out?
No.
Mm-hmm. She did get her boobs.
Oh, you got them taken out. You got them smaller already. Mm-hmm. When did you do that? Like recently, right?
No. I think it was in... I think it was in 2018.
Oh, I guess I'm mixing it up. Like you told the story about that happening, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I told that recently. And I want to get them next time I do it. I want to get them even smaller, actually.
Oh, so that's
there's another time. So you just get on the schedule for
Well, I want to get it because I also want to get a lift, too. I mean, I'm going to wait a little while, but I also don't want to be. And I see this a lot. I don't know if you guys see it. When the women who had like the big old boobies, right? The fake ones. And then they get old and it's like not proportionate to their body and everything else is aged how it should. And then they just have these stupid boobs that are big and like they look funny anyways. So I don't want those when I'm old.
Huh?
You guys don't know what I'm talking
about? We do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys look like you're sitting
there. We're just soaking it in.
But
right
I'm thinking to myself, what would I rather have? Like those torpedo tits or something that looked kind of like, at least the thing that the guy was focusing on would be young looking. Like, yeah, she's fucking haggard, but look at those tits.
Haggard. You know? Damn, she's an old saggy bitch.
Hey, let me ask you
But those
you
tits have got it going on.
Yeah.
Not to pry too deeply into your bras, but
really?
But here we go.
Really? I mean, come on. Let's be honest here.
So, did you get those done? Did they put them in through like the half moon scar along your areola, or were they put? Were they put
you
in?
You know, it's so funny because it 100% depends on the surgeon.
Right.
And my first one. And both times I had them done, they're all, this is the only way I do it. You don't like it. Like, they won't switch it for you, which I actually respect, right?
Sure, this is how I do it.
The first one went through the bottom half of the areola, like you said, like the half moon. And I was like, oh, cool, I like that. The scar, you can't even see it. Like, it didn't really scar. And then I think if women do it, it's kind of along a line already, right? Well, when I got the second one done, he said, who I loved this guy so much, he's in Boston. I want to go back to him, by the way. That's how much I like him. He goes, I do it under where I see that your first scar is, you know, on your areola. I do not do that. And I go, oh, really? And I go, well, why? Because I know they all did it and I didn't care. He goes, well, actually, he goes, there's more chances for infection because when you do the areola, you have to actually slide in and out. he's all, versus going under the boob, you just cut along the line. And I was thinking, well, shit, like the first guy, like, which is not something you know to ask. Like, I asked a lot of questions, did a lot of research for that, but the incision part, I never knew.
Right.
But because the instrument is actually going into you and coming back out, right, it's just a higher, like, possibility that you can get an infection. And he's like, and I don't like that risk in my OR. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So it doesn't make sense to me that, like, you know, wouldn't they just grab the boob and just slice around the nipple? I don't understand that. I don't what they have to saw at it.
It's where it is. I don't know. Yeah. And you know what's funny? I forget the name of the show it was on E. It was that insanely cocky plastic surgeon. He was so disgusting. But he was like the biggest plastic surgeon and he did all the chicks. Like, what? I can't remember what it was called. Anyways, this guy was like beyond, had to be beyond gay, and he had a wife. And I'm like, how? He was so flamboyant. Anyways, he did it. It wasn't even plastic. I don't know. It's like the plastic surgeon board, I guess, is what you call it. Certified. They did not like you to do it, but he would get a lot of strippers. And like, so when you get your boobs done, you cannot raise your hands above your shoulders for a certain amount of time. Uh-huh. And it sounds like it's not a lot of movement. It's a lot of movement. Well, these chicks got to get their boobs, get back to the dance floor and make
back,
money, right?
Right,
like if you're out,
right.
I mean, I was out 6 weeks. Like I had to save and plan for it, right? Because I was serving. So he would do it with a rod, and they would show the surgery. So they'd have to agree to it. I don't know why you're allowed if it's not board certified, but it was. So he would do it with a rod through the belly button.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go up. I don't know if it's allowed now, and go up through there, because then it wouldn't be so much here. It was more in their stomach. So I guess they could still do.
They could get their hands in the air like they just
tricks.
Don't care.
I don't know what you call right. it. But which is genius, right? But I feel like, I don't know, after any surgery, you should rest. But
well,
yeah,
the reason I ask
a little time.
I ask because you're talking. I know that the. I had a girlfriend who had the half moon scar
on the nipple,
and on the areola, and it didn't look bad. You could kind of feel it. It was a little, you know, like any scar
lumpy.
You'd feel, but it killed her nipples. Like she had no feeling in her boobs anymore. So that happens, I guess.
I do, but it definitely it can come and go. I feel when I like. 1 to 2 years after I got them, the numbness was way higher. And now I don't really, but yeah, I definitely had, and they do tell you that, by the way, they do tell you that it's a possibility. But I didn't altogether. But there are definitely times when you were like, oh, that's weird. I'm pinching my nipple and I can't feel it.
As you talk about the first, second, and maybe a third surgery, that scar on scar thing can really be, I would imagine that builds to be a pretty
problem.
Nasty scar. But I guess if you're doing it in different spots.
Yeah, I don't know if they go in the same incision. I'd have to imagine they probably would. But I think everyone's scar is different. Like a lot of people can like keloid really bad. Like I mean, knock on wood, got lucky. Like, the one on my areola isn't bad at all. I think that there's already like, you know, when your nipples get hard, it kind of is like, it's not smooth.
No, it's a lump. It's bumpy, bumbly skin.
Yeah, it's bumpy. But like the one that's under, it's completely.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
You can't feel it. You can see it.
You can see
like
it?
It's just a little bit. It's a little like...
Yeah, but you'd have to lift the breast and actually look for it.
Oh, yeah. You can't... Even when I lay with the size, even when I lay on my back, I don't think you can see it. Like, you literally have to pick it up. It's so like under boob, right? But you can't feel it. It didn't bump out. So...
That's good.
I don't know. I have to imagine they cut on the same incision, though, right?
No idea. I guess.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But everyone scars differently, so I think it definitely depends on...
Right. Look at your other scars. Heal. Well, that's pretty...
Have you ever fallen really hard face first and thought, oh, my God, I broke my tit?
Yeah. We've talked about... Dude, I was playing... I was sure of it. I was sure. Like, I think it even...
Did we already talk about this? Really?
So was this softball or something?
Yes. Yes, it was softball. I was on a co-ed team for all the radio people.
Oh,
and
okay.
I dove for a ball in the outfield and like...
Well, that's on you.
I just landed on it and I thought, for sure, like I was like, okay, right now it's fine. But like I kept an eye on it because I was like, this might have a solid leak. Like this could get smaller over the following months. It was pretty freaking bad, but I gotta tell you, that stayed sturdy. It was tested and
they
approved.
Gave you the heavy duty job.
But in the moment, on the ground, you were like, I broke my tit. Oh no.
Oh yeah. I think even if I didn't have fake ones, I would have thought something broke. Like I was like, dude, who are you right now? Like diving in the outfield? Like you're too serious. Get a life. Like it was so aggressive.
Did you make
really
the catch?
I really hated the team though. What?
Did you make the catch?
No.
Oh, all right for nothing.
Oh, no. Yeah, like they just kept playing, right? Because then the person behind me
gets going, right?
Because I wasn't outfield. I was like, you know, you back it up. It's a big hitter. Yeah. I think I was shortstop or second base, something like that. So the outfielder goes for it and they keep playing. And I just laid there for a minute because I thought I broke my tit, guys. I got to just give me a second. Everyone's
see.
Like, are you okay? Because they thought I was hurt. I was like, I'm not sure if my boob is, but me physically, I'm fine. You just got to give me a minute. Because I don't know what just happened. Stupid. Sports are different when you're an adult.
Yeah. You got to be careful out there. You know. What are we looking at for time here? Because I do have a message that I wanted to get on.
Let's do it.
Squeeze that one in. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hey, radio fam. Catching up on Secret Shows. While you were all out on vacation, my husband and I adopted a baby girl. Oh. We are exhausted, but are over the moon for this little one. The shows are getting me through all the stuff, particularly washing bottles. Yeah, you need a bottle brush for that. It's a good cleaning tool. Anyway,
talking about Sarah.
Nothing. Boop. V Hale told a story about a doctor's office Googling something from her bill. Something similar happened to me I wanted to share that makes me laugh when I look back on it. I was not laughing in the moment. While we were at the hospital adopting our baby girl, naturally, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out. The hospital social worker who's in charge on this stuff had to Google how to do the forms, facepalm, and still filled it out wrong. Luckily, I was paying attention to what the form was asking. It wasn't that hard, and I had to get like five other people involved to make sure it was all right, trying to avoid these two dudes just stole a baby situation. Hope you all are doing well. This is from Gay Wedding Cameron. who got married on our show. Congratulations, you guys, on your brand new baby girl.
That's awesome. Didn't even know they were
amazing.
That is amazing.
These two dudes just stole a baby. Like, what a nightmare.
I know. These two, why are these two dudes leaving with a baby?
Than mine.
It's just funny. I mean, it, you know, I thought yours was pretty bad. What was she looking up? What did she have to Google?
What the code meant. And that's right. And why I was getting charged that. Yeah, the medical code. And I'm like, thanks, dude. I could Google that, too.
It does feel like something that, you know, you fill out a couple forms, you got them all. But but good work, Cameron, making sure that you didn't get arrested as you left the building.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Get all the sleep
or
you can.
Or taking your kid in years later somewhere and they're all, dude, we have a kidnapping alert on this child.
This kid was kidnapped 15 years ago.
Yeah, like, blink twice, kid, if you're okay.
I'm okay. I'm just blinking. The whole blink twice thing, I'm like, I automatically start blinking. Oh, no, I didn't mean it. I take it back.
I'm not blinking. I'm not.
I'm fine.
I'm just surprised by the question. All right. So hey, love the stories. Congrats to Cameron. What was Cameron's partner's name? It was another C name. Was it Chris and Cameron? Or
right now, let's see.
Cameron and Mitchell.
You just ruined it by saying guesses.
Oh no, sorry. Cam and
remember.
Eric.
I don't remember.
Cantankerous.
I've seen them around
Cam,
though.
Cam,
like,
if you're listening right now, can you message Sarah and let
message
her know what your partner's name is?
They didn't write it on their letter.
No, he just gave it in Cameron, thinking I would remember the part. I don't remember the part. Damn it.
Cameron and Chris. Sarah,
Chris! Oh, it was Chris!
Mitchell? Way off.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a Cameron Mitchell that I'm not.
Samsonite! I was way off. I was on the briefcase the whole time.
Swanson, Swenson, Swam, Swang,
Swanson, Samsonite. Dude, that movie's the best.
That movie is the best. Look at us in the old days with our gay wedding. I love that picture. All right, hey, thanks for listening. Send us stories, send us questions, send us problems. We're all ears. And you know, if you particularly want V Hale or Scott Capurro or somebody to weigh in on it, put that right in the letter, because we could. Bryn's real good about saving these letters until this one actually said V Hale told a story, so we saved it.
God it was that one. Usually it goes somewhere else.
Send it to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great weekend. See you in August, everybody.
Thank you. Oh, the end is what I say here. Sorry. The end.
If your skin, or honestly your nervous system, feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.